Joining me now, I have the director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Freddie Ramirez, who you can follow on Twitter at MDPD_director. Director Ramirez, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us this morning. And let me ask you about this really disturbing case involving 20-year law enforcement veteran Lieutenant John Jenkins Jr. arrested on rape charges this week. What can you tell us about that investigation and the decision to relieve him of duty as opposed to suspending him?
Good morning, Ryan. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good.
Right now, you know, what upsets me the most is all the good work that the men and women of the Miami-Dade Police Department do each and every day that we project out there in the community. And to have this type of, you know, blemish on our agency is just unacceptable. This crime is unacceptable. I feel terrible for the victim and the family. I cannot say much about this case because another agency is investigating. But what I could tell you, when I was first made aware of the accusation, he was relieved of duty. Once the felony charges will be filed, he'll be relieved without pay. And we'll be monitoring this case. And there'll be a very stern and swift investigation on this matter. Like I said, I can't talk much about it because it's a very sensitive case. And I could just tell you that that type of behavior will not ever be tolerated.
All right, that's good to hear. Let me ask you about MIA. Another brawl at the airport. This seems to be happening quite a bit lately. It's like they're getting the Delta Sky Club confused with Fight Club. What's going on there?
No, it's definitely a disturbing trend. It's one that's happening all around the country, major airports. You know, a lot of it has to do I was just talking to the major of the airport yesterday at our Comstat. And, you know, when we're having issues with the COVID, you know, keeping up with the COVID standards, wearing the mask, a lot of times the passengers get belligerent. And then we have to deplane all the passengers, which upsets a lot of people. A lot of times you see the fights happening at the counters because they make the flight on time or the flight got canceled. And what upsets me most is that people start videotaping with their phones instead of calling the police right away so we could get there quicker. Because our Miami airport is humongous. It's like a city within a city. And we have officers there, but we can't be everywhere. We've had to adjust our patrols, add extra overtime so we can be in some of these terminals where we're experiencing these issues. But what I tell people is call the police. Don't sit there and film and get entertained by this terrible act of violence. You're just perpetuating this behavior.
This CDC guidance now involving mask wearing for those who are fully vaccinated, do you think that will help things on your end? Do you think there will be maybe less confrontations because the mask wearing isn't going to be as prevalent anymore, the need for it?
Yes, as they start loosening, that should deal with a lot of the issues. I still believe, though, that in the airports, you still got to wear it.
Yeah,
Once that starts to relax, that should help a lot. And that's the issue. People get on the plane, they're like, I'm not wearing a mask. And then they have to tell the captain and then everybody out the plane. And that's where everything starts. You delay all the flights. Now the people in the terminals are upset. And, you know, then the next thing you know, punches are being thrown and it's all over TV. And it looks bad for our community. It looks bad for our country because it's happening all over the country.
And final question for you. This week was the anniversary of the Value jet crash. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you were brand new on the force back then, right? Do you remember anything about that day, the response?
How'd you know that? Yes, I was.
I know everything, Director Ramirez.
I see that.
I got a great team here.
Yes, you do, my friend. I was just out of the academy. Yes, that was horrible, a terrible tragedy for our community. What I did learn a lot about it once I was in homicide as a major, that our homicide team played a key role in the recovery, fire rescue. Miami-Dade Fire was an all-hands-on-deck approach. They were out there on those boats with alligators and AR-15s picking up remains and pieces of evidence for weeks. And inside that swampy water was the fuel. So, I mean, it was just a big biohazard. A lot of people put their lives on the line to try to recover as many remains and evidence as possible to bring closure. And I think it's a great reflection of this community that there's a memorial out there and that we never forgot about that terrible aviation, you know, tragedy that happened in our community. And actually, there's like a book written about that from our homicide personnel. And it's actually a good guide for those type, God forbid we ever have a tragedy like that, on how to to handle a major scene of that nature. Yeah, I was brand new too, brother.
The director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Freddie Ramirez, who you can follow on Twitter, MDPD_director. Director Ramirez, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Same thing, my friend, and have a great weekend, and I'll be talking to you next week, brother.